is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. This fourth of a five-part, closer look at what most of us have been taught about coal and how it developed continues to challenge the idea that coal developed in any freshwater swamps over millions of years. So far, we've reviewed seven observable facts that demonstrate that coal contains marine plants and animals, and so should not be theorized to have been generated from freshwater swamps. That coal beds are often impaled by tree trunks oriented in all directions, and so should not be believed to have layered over long time periods. That the beds in the trees and roots within them often contain materials that are foreign to the areas where the coal beds are found. Something sudden and energetic, violent, not slow and calm, seems to be associated with coal beds. Also, we saw evidences that these beds are often too vast to be credible swamp floors, and that many coal beds found today are without soils beneath them, necessary to the swamp theory. An eighth observation is that many roots and plant fragments in some coals show no intertwining or matted structure, which must be present in peat bogs created by slow layering of accumulating vegetation growing in place. Ninthly, large boulders are found at some coal beds seeming to have been transported from areas hundreds of miles away. Again, something violent, not calm, appears to have been associated with coal bed development. Tenthly, today's peat swamps have extensive vegetation growing in shallow water or on saturated high ground, and it is there noted that the decaying organic material collects in the stagnant, acidic water and takes on a rather coffee grounds texture, with the wood and bark quite decayed, thoroughly penetrated by roots and animal burrows, resembling nothing close to the typical coals ever found, which show regular geometry, finely layered, with typically marine deposited limestones and/or shales. One begins to wonder, as clear-thinking, qualified observers bring these seemingly obvious characteristics of coal and coal beds to our attention, how such facts could be missed when developing theories about the origin of coal. But you'll see this phenomenon often when discussing origins. Perhaps it has something to do with foundational beliefs, worldviews, if you will, upon which any theory must be built. And so, in the interest of challenging false scientific-sounding doctrines that are daily pounded into the minds of our children and ourselves, whether purposeful or not, attempting to undermine biblical statements and scientific observation, we will ever continue to be aching for the truth. Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.